The question today is, what is lasciviousness? That's a hard word maybe to pronounce, but it's also a Bible word. It's used in our English Bible, translated from a Greek word, which is also translated some other words as well. But lasciviousness is basically defined, and this is the Greek definition as well as what's in the Webster's Dictionary, but it's defined as licentiousness. Now, that may be hard for us to understand what that is, but that means indulging freedom in it to excess. In other words, it's excessive indulgence of one's liberty. You see, the Bible says that we are to walk in liberty, but not use liberty for license to sin. In other words, not use that liberty we have. And that would be licentiousness as far as the dictionary is concerned. But, of course, lasciviousness means licentiousness. It means wantonness, which it's just another word for lasciviousness, outrageousness. It means shamelessness. That word means shamelessness would be an example of that, would be the word sodomy, the sodomites, which really is practiced openly without any shame. It also means insolence, which means pride and haughtiness manifested in contemptuous and overbearing treatment of others. So licentiousness really, we could define it as unbridled lust, just giving the horse's head and doing what you want to in the flesh. It's what it amounts to. It's also defined as excess. But a good definition would be lasciviousness would be refusing to acknowledge the authority of God's Word. In other words, just doing what you want to do instead of what God wants you to do. And in other words, just refusing to acknowledge the authority of God's Word. In the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse number 21 through verse number 23, we find that the Lord Jesus says here that where lasciviousness is part of, it comes from within, from the heart of men. Because he said this, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." And in that representative list of sins that come from within a man, from the heart, is the word lasciviousness, the refusing to acknowledge the authority of God's Word. We usually think of lasciviousness as being the unbridled lust in the area of sexual sins. In fact, the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19 through 21, we find Paul writing to the church at Galatia. He said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." And so we find then these are sins of the flesh in that representative list. And of course he added, "and such like," which means there's many more that are sins of the flesh. They come from within, from the heart of men. And he said, "they which practice such things," they which do naturally such things in a habitual lifestyle, "will not inherit the kingdom of God." They're not saved. It's what it's talking about. Bible said in the book of John, 1 John chapter 3, verse number 9, that a person that commits sins not born of God. Now that commit means that the tense of it in the Greek construction means to have an habitual lifestyle of sin without any correction. A man that practices any sin is lost. And so as a result, that's what the sins of the flesh lead. And when one refuses to acknowledge the authority of God's Word, and by the way, that is lasciviousness, then as a result, he's not saved if he refuses to do that. And it's so sad today that so many refuse to acknowledge the authority of God's Word in the way they dress and the way they act and the way they live, and actually the principles of salvation, the truths of real salvation. They refuse that. And that's lasciviousness, which is sins of the flesh, comes from within the heart of the man and defile the man, and they which practice the such will not inherit the kingdom of God. They're not saved. In fact, the business in there in Galatians 5:19, when it puts adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness, puts those together, as sexual sins or sensual sins, we could say, that's involved. And that's the list. And usually it's associated with that because it's unbridled desire. But as I said, if you practice, you're not saved. And Ephesians chapter 4, he made this statement in Ephesians 4, verse 17 through 19. He said, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness." He's talking about the Gentiles, which represents the lost people in this particular text. In other words, that's what we're referring to that. But they have their understanding darkened. They're alienated from the life of God. That's lost. They're ignorant of through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness, the hardness of their heart. And they're past feeling, and they give themselves over unto lasciviousness. That's what we talked about, indulging freedom to excess, or excessive indulgence of one's liberty. And this doesn't just have to be those that's not outside the church. This is many who profess to be saved, who refuse to acknowledge the authority of God's Word. In other words, that's unbridled lust. It's an excess. It's a lasciviousness. And it's a sin that comes from within and defiles the man. And they're past feeling, and they come to the place that they're turned over unto lasciviousness. I believe that would be corresponding to a little bit to what Romans chapter 1 says, or when a man fails to acknowledge in essence the light that God's given, he fails to take heed to that, and he's indifferent about that light. He becomes has ingratitude. He's not thankful for what God's done for him. That leads to ignorance. Even what light he has becomes darkness, and it doesn't stop there, but it leads to idolatry, and the idolatry will descend to a lower and lower type of idolatry, from human forms of humans down to birds and animals and beasts and to creeping things, just anything. Downward plunge, and as a result, God pulls back the hedge from that individual. You better hope God doesn't pull back the hedge for you, because you'll get to the place to where what light you have becomes ignorance or darkness in you, and you'll have blindness of heart, hardness of heart. And you'll be past feeling, and as a result, you'll be turned over. You'll be give yourself over to lasciviousness because God pulls back the hedge. Romans 1, what does he do? He said he gave them over to uncleanness, vile affection, and reprobate minds. And you said, "But preacher, I'll not go that far." You don't know how far you'll go, but by the grace of God. And so therefore, you need to realize we've all got grace. Now the book of Jude, verse number 4 says, as Jude is trying to write here, said, "It's needful for me to write to you to exhort you to contend for the faith." I wanted to talk about our common salvation. It's common in the sense that everybody's saved the same with the same ingredients. May not be to the same intensity of the ingredients, but they're saved with the same ingredients. And anyone who, doesn't mean it's cheap. It costs God his only dear Son on the cross of Calvary. But he said this in verse 4, though, "For there are certain men crept in unawares," unnoticed, in other words, "who were before of old ordained to this condemnation." In other words, it had been written previously about it. "Ungodly men," he said, "turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." And of course, they turned the grace of God. Now, grace of God is undeserving favor, where God gives us grace. And by the way, every man has grace. Titus 2:11 said, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men." No man's going to have any excuse to stand before God and say, "But I didn't have this," or "I didn't have that," and give some kind of excuse. There's going to be light that they had. There was light given in conscience and creation, Romans 1:19-20, and John 1:9 said, "There's a light that lighteth up every man." And that's not just talking about the elect, folks. Many people get this all wrong and get in a ditch on that. It's talking about every man has the grace of God, but teaching us. Titus 2:12 said, the grace will teach the saints of God some things, and yet there's light for every man. There's grace for every man. But whenever these false teachers have come in denying the virgin birth, denying the existence of the Lord Jesus Christ, even refusing to acknowledge the authority of God's holy word, wanting to discount all that, then as a result, they've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. A license to sin is what it amounts to, because they have refused to acknowledge the authority of God's word. And the Bible said they crept in unawares. They've crept in unnoticed over the past years, and I don't know anything other than about the last 50 years or so in our churches, but we see the deterioration as we have this easy believism has crept in. It crept in our schools, I guess you could say, our colleges and our seminaries, and it caused preachers to come out of that, those colleges and seminaries, denying the virgin birth, doubting the existence of God's, this being God's word that we hold in our hand. In other words, they want to refute this and refute that. And as a result, they've come to the place to where they practice easy believism, they practice a loose lifestyle, and that is lasciviousness. That's lasciviousness. And that's a refusing to acknowledge the authority of God's word. The grace of God has been turned into lasciviousness. I've dealt with the Trojan horse theory, principle that we've dealt with a series in our church about how that the Trojan horse, of course, you may know the story. I'll deal with that more at a later time, possibly. But the Trojan horse has been opened up in our churches because the devil has people come in and said, that's what we need. And they've had he set a horse outside our gates, if you please, that said salvation. But when you open it up, you got all form of easy believism. You got all forms of loose living. All forms of things that's a contrary to God's word. And that's the grace of God that's turned to lasciviousness. In other words, it's connected with the homosexuality today. That's sin. It's not a lifestyle. I don't care who says it is. You're born that way. No, you're born with a depraved nature. And man, the devil has planted some things, and demonic forces has gotten inside of men and controlling them with to the extent that they've turned. The God pulled back the hedge, he said, turned them over to vile affections, even turning the natural use of themselves as far as a male with a female and a female with a male, turning to males to males and females to female. That's not right. That's lasciviousness. And if you refuse to acknowledge God's word in any area, that's lasciviousness. In other words, unbridled lust. In other words, excessive indulgence of your liberty is lasciviousness. And if you practice that, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. It means you're not saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.